Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon. You need a playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold right now. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Kevin Tinter joins the program talking about how to live a better life, break free of depression, anxiety, the heaviness this holiday or Christmas season. It's a great hour. And check out his book. Really important. We talk about it throughout the episode. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get your tickets today to America Fest. That's amfest.com, December 16, 17, 18, 19. Tucker Carlson, Patrick Bet David, Candace Owens, Glenn Beck, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ali Beth Stuckey, Jonathan Isaac, James O'Keefe, Riley Gaines, Ben Carson, Michael Anton, Jason Whitlock, Gad Sad, Brandon Tatum, Seth Dillon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Yanmi Park, Michael Seifert, James Lindsay, John Amanchukwu, John Benzinger, Rob McCoy, Len Munsell, Eric Metaxas, Calvin Robinson, and for Turning Point Action, Vivek Ramaswamy, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Corey Mills, Mike Lindell, and Alina Haba. We have a concert series with Big and Rich, Low Cash, and Raylan. Wow. Lot going on, everybody. Amfest.com. That is amfest.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us this hour is a great American, someone who is a generous supporter of Turning Point USA, Kevin Tinter. Very important book, The 7 Disciplines of Uncommon Freedom. Embrace them to reach your potential and build a life you love. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to see you. Tell us about your book, Lost to Discuss.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So this book is, like the subtitle says, some disciplines that if you embrace, they will help you build a great life. And when I'm talking about a great life, it's not just one that you enjoy from a selfish standpoint. I have a saying, it's about being able to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. And as a Christian, from a kingdom perspective. So yes, it's great to be able to take vacations that you want, to live in a beautiful state like Arizona, where I'm blessed to live. But it's also important to have that kingdom perspective so that it's not all about selfishness, because there's a lot of wealthy people, especially in this country, but they're only concerned with, promoting their own agenda, whatever that looks like. And for me, from a biblical perspective, I think the American dream is about living a great life, but doing it from that kingdom perspective so that you can enhance the lives of others along the way.
Well, I love that. So talk about some of the disciplines. If it's okay, let's go through them. I'd love to. And I want people to check out the book because it goes into greater detail than what the 7 disciplines of uncommon freedom. Share some of them with us.
Yeah. So the first discipline that I address in this book has to do with your health. So it's called the idea is get your body on mission. And that is the name of chapter 3. And for me, my turnaround in life really started when, kind of through a fluke, I was working as a police officer in the suburbs of Portland, Oregon. My shift sergeant decided to throw out a Biggest Loser type of challenge back in March of 2011. I was about 45 pounds overweight. I'd had back surgery, and I was kind of your typical middle-aged American male with 3 kids at home, working tons of overtime, and surviving, but definitely not thriving. And what I found is that that getting healthy was the catalyst that really shifted everything else for me. And Charlie, I love the fact I hear you talking a lot about this health journey you've been on, and really just talking about the importance of being physically fit. And I think it's something that's sorely missing in America. I think it's something that's sorely missing from American churches. You know, we will talk about pornography. We'll talk about all the sexual sins that are out there. We'll talk about all kinds of other things. But what we aren't afraid to talk, or what we are afraid to talk about for the most part, is the sin of gluttony and the sin of not treating your body like the temple of the Holy Spirit, like the scriptures say that it is. So, and this isn't about making fitness your idol. That's not at all what it's about. But it's understanding that every single thing that we do in life, whether it's your career, whether it's your involvement in politics or your community, whether it's being a parent or a spouse, everything that we do is enhanced when we are healthier. And so there's really no reason, especially in this country, to not be healthy, to eat healthy, and to be active. And I think that's something that's holding most Americans back from really thriving in life and living a life of impact.
Yeah, so let's zero in on that. And so talk about some of the disciplines within fitness that you think are necessary. And, I mean, it takes about 21 days to form a habit. You have to be intentional of, if you start habit stacking, that's what really successful people do, because you don't even start to, you don't even think about it, you just do it. But it also goes the other way. Largely people habit stack bad things, sitting at home and watching TV when they get home from work, eating processed carbohydrates. What are some of the specific disciplines that you have, both in your personal life, your business, and the book, you talk about to improve your body, because your physiology largely impacts how you feel?
Yeah, so specifically with regards to health, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've, I think, all heard the cliche that weight loss is 80% your diet and 20% exercise. And in my personal experience as a health coach working with thousands of clients, I would probably say that, and this is just anecdotal, but it's probably more 90% diet and 10% exercise. And the reality is most Americans have a horrible diet. So the first thing is just getting your diet under control. And there's a lot of different ways to eat healthy. You know, some people go more carnivore, some people choose vegetarian. You know, I'm not an expert in any of those. I think that there's some ways that work better for different people. Bottom line is most Americans have a horrible habit or a horrible diet, and they have a lot of unhealthy habits. Like you talked about, processed food, fast food, you know, an addiction to sugar and to coffee and caffeine and things like that. And the first thing is we've got to clean up our diet. Now, there's something that I coined the Trinity of Uncommon Freedom. And I don't mean this to be sacrilegious, but it's kind of, if you think about all of the disciplines that I talk about in the book, that this Trinity helps you thrive in every discipline. And the first Trinity is to always row upstream. So I use this analogy of everything we want is upstream. Downstream is what happens when you just, you know, if for those who live in Arizona, you go to the Salt River, you jump in an inner tube, you go downstream. It takes no effort. It's where everyone goes. But if you think along the fact that downstream, anything that's easy probably is not worth pursuing. Everything that we want is upstream. So the first thing is always rowing upstream in your health. That means making healthy decisions, which are not easy decisions to make. It takes intentionality. It might cost you a little bit more. When it comes to your finances, it's realizing that living a life of debt and immediate gratification is not what's best for you. So the concept of always rowing upstream is the first discipline, or the first of the three Trinity concepts. The second one is get to one. So the idea behind get to one is the concept of wholeness, right? I'm not a mathematician, but if you take a negative number and you multiply it, or you continue to divide it, you're still going to have a negative number. So the concept of getting to one is the concept of wholeness. Physically, what does that mean? It means get to a basic level of health. You might not be an Ironman, you might not be a bodybuilder, but are you at least healthy as opposed to just non-sick or maybe even in a disease-ridden state? From a financial standpoint, getting to one means you have a positive net worth. So many Americans, if they really take a look at their spending habits, they probably have a negative net worth. They're upside down on their mortgage. They're spending more than they make every single month. You know, they have tons of subscription services and things that they're putting on credit cards that they're not paying off. So the concept of getting to one in every area of your life is essential. It goes for marriage, right? Many American marriages are struggling. So the concept of getting to one is getting to where you're whole. And then when you have a whole number, you can start to add to that and ideally multiply and exponentially multiply that. And then the third concept is upgrading your circle. So I find that in health, that this is one of the most important things. There's a lot of statistics out there. If you have overweight, unhealthy friends, whether that's diet, weight, smoking, drinking, you're going to be like them. And so if any area in life that you want to improve, you have to upgrade your circle. So those are three key things I recommend everyone consider.
Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder. Stocks are sinking. Currencies are stumbling. Fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it's endless. Yet one asset historically stands firm, that is gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. It endures value and guards against loss, like a missile shield against the incoming. If paper wealth burns, gold has shown the strength to persist. Noble Gold says to shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. Noble Gold takes control in the chaos. Brave warriors say that fortune favors decisive action. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each new IRA. Claim your free coin today. As this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking of for your money, well, they don't seem so clever anymore. Buy gold from the place that I get all of my gold from. Colin Plume does an amazing job running Noble Gold Investments. He's ethical. I trust him 100%. He does a great job. We balance our asset mix to shield a future from disaster. Research opening a Noble Gold Investments IRA to claim your free bullion coin today. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company whom I can personally speak for their service, noblegoldinvestments.com. So, Kevin, I know that you do some coaching and some advice giving to people that want to try to put these disciplines. Take a step back. Talk about the power of discipline. It is almost a dirty word in America. You believe it's necessary for freedom and for destiny. Tell us why.
Yeah, I love the word discipline. You're probably familiar with Jocko Willink, and he has this concept that discipline equals freedom. And we live in a culture that has become, generally speaking, very soft. And, you know, I'm raising four kids. I fight the entitlement mentality that is so prevalent in our world today. Especially through all the media garbage that's out there. And discipline is not something that we naturally run towards, right? I mean, we're naturally lazy people. That's why the concept of rowing upstream versus just floating downstream, that's where everything that we want in the long run for most people, if you want to be successful and live a thriving life, is important. It's all about discipline. And, you know, there's the concept, right? It's the pain of discipline versus the pain of regret. You know, you can live a lazy life going down river and be unhealthy, and you can get by with it for a long time. But it might be in your 30s, might be in your 50s, might be in your 70s, you're eventually going to pay for that lack of discipline. It's painful. It requires lots of time spent at doctor's offices, and it requires a lot of money. And the same thing applies to your finances, right? It's immediate gratification means finance the car, buy a house you can't afford, and just live with a negative net worth. At some point, it catches up with you. Same thing in your marriage. You know, I'm really passionate about helping men step up to the plate, be strong husbands to their wives and strong fathers to their children. And it's easy for us to not prioritize those things, but it takes discipline for us to prioritize the things that are most important, where we're not going to experience that immediate gratification, but we're going to see the long-term benefit and really be able to invest in our future and the future of others.
So I love that what Jocko says, discipline is freedom. And the question is, you know, do people want to be free? You have to desire freedom and to put those disciplines into action. The seven disciplines of uncommon freedom: design a life that aligns with your dreams and values. Talk about that, Kevin. Not everybody even knows what their dreams and values are.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to do some soul searching to figure out what is most important to them. As a police officer, and prior to that, I was in the Marine Corps, and I love this country, and I have a natural bent towards protecting and defending people. It's kind of, as a little kid, I always ran around with a six shooter because I wanted to be, you know, a sheriff or something like that. And then as I grew up, I went into these careers that were about defending the freedoms of others. But honestly, with them came a lot of sacrifice. I had very little freedom. And going through some profiles and different things to really learn about myself, I identified that freedom is actually my number one value. And it's what actually created a lot of dissonance for me in those career fields, because I was missing out on spending holidays with my family on a regular basis. I was not a present father because I was having to work so much overtime and the schedule was very challenging. So I think it's important for every person to partner with a coach, a mentor, counselor, an advisor, someone that can help them figure out what their core values are, what are the things that matter most to them, so that you can build the life around what matters most. The last chapter in this book is called Lifestyle Design. And John Maxwell, one of my favorite mentors, has a saying: most people accept the life they were given. Very few choose to lead the life that they want. And so many Americans today, I mean, this is the narrative forced by mainstream media, is that, you know, you're a victim of whatever your circumstances are. It might be your race. It might be where you were born, things like that. And the reality is, it's why immigrants come to America to thrive, is they realize that America is full of opportunity. And it's why probably my favorite chapter in the entire book is talking about being intentional about designing the life that you want. And you have to incorporate your values into that. For my wife and I, we're very passionate about the pro-life movement, saving babies, protecting their mothers. And so we give a significant portion of our income to pro-life causes. And it's one of the things that drives us to continue to earn at a high level so that we can continue to invest in things that matter to us.
The seven disciplines of uncommon freedom. Embrace them to reach your potential and build a life you love.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around.
You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life, and I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy, and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
So, Kevin, what do you? Let's talk about the wealth side of it. Americans are more in debt than ever before. There's a lot of excuses, and some of the excuses are actually okay. Some are legit, some are not legit. For example, if you're 26 years old and you were told to go get a piece of paper at a college and it means nothing and you can't buy a home and inflation is crushing you, I have some compassion. However, I don't have compassion if you're living in an apartment that you can't afford and maxing out your credit cards and going out drinking on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. Talk about how debt is the slavery of the free and how in this very difficult economy with high inflation, people can get back control of an out-of-control financial situation.
Yeah, Charlie, I couldn't agree with you more. The lie of the value of a diploma is really a horrible lie that we've been force-feeding our children. I mean, even for me, I'm 46 years old, so I went to school in the college in the 90s. And honestly, my degree did nothing but allow me to become a Marine Corps officer. I remember almost nothing from all of my college days. I actually got married halfway through college. I'm grateful for that because it really motivated my wife and I to get done with college as quickly as possible. We graduated together. She graduated with her master's degree. I had my bachelor's degree. I think we had about $28,000 in school loans. We committed to allocating 100% of her salary to paying off those loans so that I think within 1 year of us having to make payments, we had her loans paid off. And we're incredibly grateful for that. I'm discouraging my kids from attending college. You know, if they want to be a doctor or attorney, I understand it's necessary. But for the most part, I don't see the value there. And you're 100% right. Schools, especially higher education institutions, even the supposed Christian ones, are really they're making socialists and communists out of our kids at an alarming rate. There is no excuse if you live in this country. I have a number of friends that now have American citizenship. They came here illegally. Which I understand why someone would do it. If I lived in Mexico, I would do everything I could to come here and bring my family with me. There is no excuse, though, because you just live within your means and you don't have to have a brand new car. You don't have to have a fancy car. My wife and I were the couple who had one 27-inch tube TV. We got married in 1998. And we did not have a big screen TV until about 2010, I think it was. And so many Americans, and especially the young kids, I mean, I am fighting this materialism. The pop culture is all about materialism. And I am constantly battling this, trying to properly train my kids and teach them the value of a dollar and the importance of living within their means. And in America, it's honestly, it's a very simple formula. Number one is get out of debt. If you can't afford it, sell it. Number three is move towards cash. If you can't control credit cards, I still use a credit card, but I pay it off every single month. If you don't have the discipline to control that, go to cash and stop going further and further into debt. Much of our young generation that's in college and graduating from college, they want the standard of living that their parents and grandparents had, but they don't realize that it took their parents 20, 30, 40 years to get to where they're at. And so that's something that I'm constantly trying to, ingrain in my children is you're living a very great life now, and we expect you to work, but you cannot expect to have the same standard of living when you graduate high school or, potentially go to college that you have right now living in our house. It took us decades of hard work to do that. The other thing is really for people to start thinking from a more entrepreneurial spirit. I think the concept of a side hustle and owning a business is lost. Our government really does not promote entrepreneurship. They want a bunch of sheep that pay taxes that come out of their paychecks, so they aren't aware of what they're paying. I've got a 16-year-old son, and I just helped him file his taxes. Within the last couple of months, he was on an extension and he didn't have proper withholding since he had to write a check to the government. And it's amazing. The more my teenage son works, the more conservative he becomes, because I go over his pay stub with him and I show him, this is what you're giving to the government, like it or not. And I understand we need to pay taxes. We live in the greatest country in the world. But I think the amount of taxes we're paying is way out of control. So helping today's youth especially realize that it's not just about being an employee. It's about having that entrepreneurial spirit and finding some type of side hustle, because there's a lot of benefits from a tax standpoint if you own a business. It doesn't have to be your sole source of income, but it can be something that you can leverage. You know, Robert Kiyosaki, the genius behind Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he talks about that it's really one of the only ways to build wealth is to have the advantages of owning a business.
What are some of the most frustrating financial patterns, yet fixable ones you see, where you, in your coaching and your experience, you see self-destructive behavior that can be fixed in a moment? It doesn't take Harvard Business School. It doesn't take any sort of mastery. It's simply a decision. What are those things?
Debt, number one. Number two is when people raise their spending to every increase in income that they get. One of the most important things that every one of us can do is to save up so that we have an emergency fund. I mean, this is talked about by Dave Ramsey and pretty much all the financial pundits that are out there, but very few people have $1,000 in the bank, much less a legitimate emergency fund of 3 to 6 months. And then what I have seen happen is, let's say someone's making $60,000 a year. And so, let's see, doing some quick math, that's $5,000 a month. So they might have a $15,000 emergency fund, you know, 3 months based on $60,000. Well, over time, their income goes up to 100, let's call it $120,000 to make the math very simple. Well, they don't increase their emergency fund to $30,000. They keep it at $15,000. Meantime, their spending habits increase all the way up to that $120,000 level. And then when a catastrophe strikes, they go to their emergency fund and they realize that they're woefully unprepared. And so really forcing the discipline of saving every single month so that you can have that ideally 6 month emergency fund. And this is what I tell people is you will never regret having too big of an emergency fund. Okay. I realize you might be able to make more money if you were to invest it. You know, maybe you're making 3% or 5% in some type of money market account, and you could theoretically be making 10% if it was invested. But if you lose that money, it's no longer an emergency fund. And people assume that things will stay the same or better. And what we know is that doesn't happen. So I think the lack of an emergency fund is a huge problem. And once again, it's fed by this instant gratification culture that we live in. And honestly, it's something that we as parents, we have a moral obligation to teach our children the discipline of delayed gratification. And when you don't teach children delayed gratification, then young adults don't naturally develop it on their own. And then you have, you know, grown adults that are in their 30s, 40s, and beyond, and they still don't practice delayed gratification.
The 7 disciplines of uncommon freedom, embrace them to reach your potential and build a life you love. When people tell you, but I don't have the money, I'm barely making ends meet, when you start to go through budgets with people, you start to see a fair amount of expenditures that are unnecessary. For example, double and triple streaming subscriptions, going out unnecessarily to eat, spending money on diminishing returns and expenses, buying new cars instead of used cars. The lack of financial literacy in this country is remarkable. And it is, being rich starts with a mindset more than anything else. It doesn't just happen to you. Do you agree with that, Kevin?
100%. I mean, the reality is that if you don't have good habits, if you don't have financial discipline and your income goes up, you're just going to be broke at a higher level. And the reality is the mistakes and the ability to recover is a lot harder when you start making 6-figure mistakes or 7-figure mistakes than when you're making, you know, 5-figure mistakes, right? So if you're making $50,000 a year, you're only going to get loaned so much money. And at some point, you're going to run out of credit and you're going to realize, okay, I have to get to work to pay this off. Well, the worst, as deep as the hole as you're going to dig might be a couple hundred thousand dollars. Well, how many times have we heard about pro athletes that were making seven, maybe eight figures. And because they lacked the discipline and the habits financially, they created a hole that is maybe eight or nine figures deep. And honestly, I can understand why some people end up committing suicide. I mean, obviously they lack a deeper meaning in life. But when you think about digging a hole that deep, the amount of despair and potentially embarrassment that that creates is really tragic. When I used to be a police officer, I would stop cars and, you know, have a conversation with people. And many times, you know, they didn't have insurance. And I would have a conversation with people. Where are you headed? Well, I'm headed to 7-Eleven to get a 12-pack of beer and a carton of cigarettes. And they, oh, by the way, they happened to have the newest Apple iPhone that was out there. And I was paying for my flip phone because that's what I could afford back then. And so the reality is everyone gets what they value, whatever they prioritize. So you can afford to save, just most people choose not to. And that's really what it boils down to, is it's just like with your health, right? If you prioritize your health, you'll make the decisions that will support that. If you prioritize your marriage, you'll make decisions that prioritize your spouse over other things, hobbies and things like that.
Check out the very important book, Seven Disciplines of Uncommon Freedom. The holidays and big family feasts are upon us. But in D.C., it seems as if there's no bigger turkey than Senate Bill 1339. S-1339 is Bernie's latest attempt to sneak in a backdoor takeover of more of our health care. He falsely claims it will lower prescription drug prices. But S-1339 will actually do just the opposite. It'll handcuff pharmacy benefit managers who are currently saving millions of Americans an average of $1,040 a year. Bernie, the trickster, the Marxist, is hoping that thousands of your fellow Americans are already going to lowermydrugprices.com to stand up against S-1339, that you'll be too busy making holiday plans or getting ready for a year-end vacation to stop him from a power grab on your health care. Don't let this happen. I'm urging you to keep up the pressure against the passage of S-1339 by going to lowermydrugprices.com. The Council for Citizens Against Government Waste says if you don't want a socialized system that takes away your personal health care choices, increases costs, and makes you wait longer to see the doctor that is chosen by the government, go today right now to lowermydrugprices.com. That is lowermydrugprices.com. Remember, we've got the momentum, but we need your help today. This is a political ad paid for the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. Go to lowermydrugprices.com. Kevin, you have a goal to become the Christian George Soros. Tell us about that.
George Soros, you spent a lot of time talking about him. And he obviously is a force for evil in this world and kind of the opponent of virtually everything I stand for. And my wife and I, one of the chapters in the book is Honor the King, has to do with really learning how to be a good steward of what God has given us. And a huge part of that means tithing. And most people, I highly encourage, step one is to start tithing at 10%. My wife and I have made some commitments. We're currently, our tithing level puts us, we're living on about 50% of our gross revenue. So we're tithing close to 50% of everything that we bring in. And I don't share that to brag, but I share that because we've enjoyed the blessings and really have started to realize that the whole concept of it's more blessed to give than to receive is actually true. So even though I would be happy becoming a billionaire like George Soros, my goal isn't necessarily to be the guy who's individually giving that much, because I think that if we can inspire a culture of giving among conservatives and among Christians, that collectively we can continue to counteract the evil that the far left is doing in this country and in this world. When George Soros dies, I know he's got foundations and things like that. But what we know is that his vision will not last forever. But if collectively we can inspire and create a movement of Christian conservative generosity, that it's not all dependent on one person, because I don't want it to be just dependent on me. I want to raise my kids to be generous. I want to inspire my neighbors, friends, and all of your listeners to be generous, to support great organizations like TPUSA and, you know, their local church and other organizations that are out there fighting for freedom fighting for life, you know, fighting for our kids to be safe from all of the radical agendas that are out there. So it's really not about me becoming this multi-billion dollar giver, but it's really about collectively inspiring fellow Americans and really fellow citizens of the world that believe in biblical principles to start giving the way that God teaches us to in Matthew 25 in the parable of the talents. And that's something I'm really passionate about.
Final thoughts. Just summarize the book, Kevin.
Yeah, well, this book is about helping you row upstream in every area of life. It's not easy, but I can tell you it's worth it. It's a very simple, practical guide. It's less than 180 pages. You can go to uncommonfreedombook.com. You can listen to chapter one for free and decide if the rest of the book is worth investment of your time and your money. But I think it will be very helpful. You know, the book's only been out for less than a month, and the feedback I've gotten from people who know me as well as complete strangers has been extremely positive. Charlie, I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to come and chat with you and your listeners, and super grateful for all that you stand for and all that you do.
Thank you, Kevin. See you soon, and thanks for your great support of Turning Point USA. Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Get involved with Turning Point USA today, tpusa.com. God bless, and talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.